Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's up? I want to play this. I want you to hear this sound, and I'm going to tell you what it's from. This is actually a kid's riding a sled. Very, very cool. Down a hill. But I'm going to tell you where it is. First, I want you to listen. All right, they're laughing and giggling. You're having a great time. Guess what? That is Galleon Avenue in Brookline. Right down the center of the street. Right down the center of the street with 10 inches of snow on it. No plow, no truck, nothing, honey. From Lisa. I appreciate the fact that the kids can have fun, but she's wondering if she would have moved to the city. It's obnoxious, man. It's obnoxious. I had to grab a true insider. Rob Kazarowski, who was head of public works, was there when it worked. Rob, good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Marty.
So, lay this out for me. Am I wrong here? Did you approach the city with a plan?
Actually, Marty, I offered to come in and take a look at the plan that the city had in place and see if I could make some recommendations with, I guess, 38 years of experience in the city of Pittsburgh with snow removal to see if I could help any way to expedite snow removal.
And when did you do this?
Last snowstorm, I reached out to a council person and offered my assistance, told her to offer to the mayor. And again, it was just to come in, take a look at it, and being through Snowmageddon, and like I said, 38 years of this stuff, I think we had a pretty good detailed plan in place.
Okay. And so what did they say?
I haven't heard back. And understandably, it's changed. I've been gone since 2014. I know they have a computerized auger system that I sort of questioned.
Hold on. They have their... Let's stop that. So they spent thousands of dollars on some crap technology that allows them to control how much salt is dispersed from a truck, right?
I heard it was closer to a million.
A million.
A million. That's what my understanding was.
And it takes, and the drivers can't control how much salt they disperse, right? That's ignorant,
right?
Isn't it?
Well, it was supposed to help cut down salt usage and actually was supposed to be more efficient. I mean, me being an old timer, actually driving some of the routes up and beat through that Sebring, Hampshire, you need to be able to control the amount of salt you have, especially when you're doing streets like boats that, need to have that control, and it's the experience of the drivers that actually know how much salt to put down and where you need it the most.
Hey, so Rob, I'm told from guys that work there right now that the city bought one-ton trucks, that they put plows on the front, and when they load them with salt, they can't make it up the hill. That's accurate, isn't it, sir?
The one-ton truck with four-wheel driver is a great tool. It's a great asset, especially for streets like the Southside Slopes, Billy Buck Hill, different locations throughout the city. But the main thing is it needs the four-wheel drive. Those trucks are like tanks. So if they have the four-wheel drive, they can go anywhere. And actually, they're needed and required for some of the narrow park-lined streets in the city of Pittsburgh. No, the one-ton pumps are useful, but the only problem is stockpiles. if you're doing the Southside slopes and you have to drive to 51 or you need to drive somewhere else to get loaded, you're losing travel time. I mean, we did a pretty detailed study after Snowmageddon with the county, the state, PennDOT, the Port Authority. We came up with a pretty good detailed plan. And really, Marty, it is. It's a plan. We used to meet with our assistant directors and supervisors, take a look at our storm warning, our storm alerts, and come up with a detailed plan for 24-hour shifts, maximizing all of our resources.
Hey, Rob, but I'm told they have beat-up equipment and not enough staff. So there isn't a plan that works with bad equipment and a shortage of manpower. Is that accurate, sir?
Marty, bad equipment has been a problem with the city of Pittsburgh since they were under Act 47. The big complaint that I had coming up was we purchased 6-7 two-wheel drive, one-ton trucks that sat during a snow removal operation. We changed that when I became director.
Hold on. They sat there.
That was years ago, Marty. I haven't been there now since 2014. That was years ago. And what happened was the dedicated parts and the dedicated streets, I got rid of that. It was public works. So there wasn't no more parks department, streets department, and public works. We were public works, and everybody did what they needed to do with the supervisor directing his staff as needed. So we maximized our resources as far as personnel.
You think you could help them, Rob?
I could. I mean, Marty, I've been gone since 2014. I'd like to take a look at it.
It's the same streets, man. The same snow, man. The same joke. Come on.
Yeah. You know, one thing I remember, Marty, it was funny. I mean, we came in, I had deputy directors and assistant directors who came up through the ranks, people that are used to fighting snow, the Bobby Palmasinos, the Kevin Quigleys, the Dennis James. These people all came up through the ranks and knew what they needed to do to get the job done with snow removal. I wouldn't mind coming and look at the detailed plan that they use. I mean, I'm still a city Pittsburgh guy.
Right.
Still live in the city. And, I care. I care about
it. I know you do. Thanks, my man. I'm on it. Thanks, Rob.
All right, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.